Blog Talk Radio.
For the weekend, bright lights from the city shine down, riding around feeling like the Diddy of my town. Even without many dollars, I'm still popping collars, calling up all my people, you know, to give them a holler. Everyone trying to ball like a Harlem Globetrotter. I'm just trying to see all what this night has to offer. I said live, love, life last time and I ain't chased the motto. Live tonight, cause them promises ain't made tomorrow. You know how they say it ain't tricking if you got it. But tonight I guess you can say I'm tricking, to be honest. But I ain't making it rain, throwing dollars away. I'm spending money on the people that I love, okay? Just living life like everyone should. Ain't gonna hurt nobody, so let this kid play. Everything's good, come on.
Just be friends, just little what they wanna do.
On everything that we've done, all the memories made, everything we've become. Look at how far we've come. A celebration's in order. Let's hit your favorite restaurant, tell them to take your order. I got it, cause these moments are priceless. I live for the nights that really show you what life is. Memories of excitement, the sound excites that incite and entice me to write this. Then you know I might hit the spot where the DJs rock and maybe playing hits, chilling like my dad when he met my mom in 86. R.I.P. to Tina Marie, she playing in the whip. Yeah, it must be magic, and this is not your average night. I try and spend them every once in a while. Love the fun and the people and smiles. She says she's feeling the moment, loving the vibe and peeping my style. She got my heart and she can keep it a while. Now,
I love your friends, let's be friends. Ask them what they wanna do tonight. We got stuff, we got clips, and everything we need to do tonight.
Try to copy. You be my Adrian, I'll be your Rocky. They ain't never seen us go hard like this.
What is a plot without the right twist? Take it to the streets, have a drink on the block. I'm good out here, throw a deuce to the cops. You gon' have a great time when you with me. Jet ski, bet we stress free. We ain't gotta try real hard like them. Been hitting trim when the lights got dim. So you ain't gotta trip on me trying to hit that. It does what it do, if not, I get back, get back.
done. Never mind forgiveness, you don't get none. Pain in my brain and my heart that I can't recover from. When I mention his name, you cock back like a gun. Played like a guitar, my feelings you strum. Solo, now I'm all alone though. Picture perfect moments got me looking back on photos. I try to confront you, everything is in slow-mo. The pain is bad, memories make it worse though. Stomach drops like the bass, heart bangs like the sand. The vibe we had, you can feel it in the air. You know that I caught you, now you act like you care. Try to stop me from leaving, I look back and stare.
What?
Tell me what you need. Maybe stabbing in the dark if I can guess and everything. Is it the cars? Is it the house? Is it the juice? Is it the ring? I can get you the world and everything that's in between. You are my drug and I need you in my veins. What happened to Jamaica? What happened to Spain? What happened to the friend that used to drive us insane about each other? Never know others up in our brains.
I got some sick content, no flu vaccine. Rock spaceships on a mental trip. I feel my love is an alien. I feel my love is a. I don't feel nothing when my mind goes numb. When I kick it, you gon' feel it where your spine grows from. Rolling in my cart with a Martian guinea pig. People say, where the hell you get a Martian guinea pig? Three times, who's ill, who's ill, who's ill? Each rhyme, each mind, no box, true skill. I told you I'm from Mars, but you didn't listen. I came to Earth to make music and show you this vision. I am from the stars, and to the stars I will return. I got a mental complex, complicated, simple conquest. Text the content, package of progress. Blessed with Y2C cult leader writing content.
I'm belonging to the dawning ages of Aquarius. So awakened if the mystical ship of the fifth. Let the sunshine defend. Airbender spit fire in the center of the galaxy. Eleonis, gold in. Beards is broken like opium sticks to pit. Futuristic crucifixes on wrists. Reptilian tip forces. Earth contour. Meteor man understands where all these visiting hints. Living to eternity. This the long fall the wilderness of this maneuvers beneath the surface. City shit. Aliens exist. The highest, ibis, high minded. Melanites try to fly away. Milky Way natives. Uplift after T minus. Coming soon. A rocket to the moon like Moon the lunatics. Kundalini, jitty, jetty mind tricks. It's time to get him. Electric elephants tick like pussy lips. Drip. Vision Egyptian dimensions. Alchemist. Calculate outer limits. I'm a star guider. Ghettos to galaxies, Ferrum tour guide, Metro Warriors, four eyes, space Cadillac, harass the spaceship that I wanna ride. Let me ride, Earth chicks are easy inside. let the slide. 93 million miles to pilot. Exile, crop circle unit. Now do you compute my voodoo like high?
Blessed with artistic cult leader writing content. Texting content. Packages of progress. I got a mental complicated, simple conquest. I'm from the stars and to the stars I will return. I came to earth to make music and show you the vision. I told you I'm from Mars, but you didn't listen. Each rhyme keeps trying, no box, too still. Three times, who ill, who's ill, who's ill. People say, where the hell you get a Martian? Guinea pig, rolling in the car with a Martian. Guinea pig, when I kick it, you gon' feel it where your mind grows from. Don't feel nothing when my mind goes numb. I feel my love is a, I feel my love is an alien. Rotten spaceships on a milk trip. I got sick content, no flu vaccine.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm Ms. Lady Delight. Here with It's All Hip Hop, Keeping It Real, with my co-host, CeeLo Real from Pledge Empire. What's up, CeeLo? How you doing?
What's going on, man? I'm all right.
That's what's up. We trying to get some of this young hip hop played for you guys today. So we're going to be, you know, talking about a couple of things throughout the show, different topics and whatnot. Anybody that feels like calling in, go ahead and do that. 718-664-9115, and you can press 1 if you would like to get on the air and talk to us. Yeah, on the way. Goofy, not this way. CeeLo, is there anything that you feel like saying right now before I get into the next song?
Nah, let's shoot for the next song.
Alright, we're about to put on this next one, but real quick before I do that, let me let you know what's played. The first song that was played was Everything's Good, Mike Dreams, featuring Christina Fisher, and then we had that Something Organic, You and I. We had the homie Kid Mo, I'm No Good, Illicit with Invasion, and here coming up right now, we're about to put on Knox with Feet on Solid Ground. I hope y'all enjoy this. I'm going to get into the callers here in a second. Peace.
What do you do when the tears start falling down and your heart turns into stone? Can't keep my feet on solid ground. There's a song to the clouds I go. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Maybe something got to give, got to live. Got to get the keys to the cape up.
One day of pain can feel like a lifetime. A good life can feel like a night. Why? Sacrifice in hopes of an afterlife. Glutton for punishment, rushing to fill my appetite. How can I listen and vision in the past? This plight when my lower self can't see past this wife. Talking about my future, I need cash tonight. And as simple as it sounds, yeah, it's that precise. In the lowland, we're programmed for grown malice. Trucking through these wastelands that'll make your heart callous. Tight rope and thin lines got me off balance. Get the right, something touches, fears it might cause damage. Can I justify my wrongs? Are they all valid? Welcome to the troubled mind of the low manic. These wounds are too deep for any gauze bandage, but I gotta stop the bleeding for the sight cause panic. Even if I find peace in these raw battles, can't make sense of revelations, man, God damn it. I can't sleep, I can't rest, still on what I press, trying to cover naked truth with a garment of stress. What goes around, come around, stuck in karma, obsessed. Only God can judge me well, your honor object. And before recess, I call all my regrets, burying deep inside the past, paying mama respects. I believe I can fly, I belong in the jet. God, this ain't just a prayer, yo, I'm calling direct. I understand now success ain't all in a check. I'm cool and content as long as my song will request.
What do you do when the tears start falling down and your heart turns into stone? Can't keep my feet on solid ground. There's a song to the clouds I go. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Maybe something got to give, got to live. Got to get the keys to the gate up.
24 hours on my 25th paper. Mommy risk takers, hope that money will save us. Fun and this makes us off a hungry child's mama habit. And if I won't, someone else will, so I gotta have it. Had a dream, I was standing over Pox casting, cut from the same cloth of camouflage fabric. Trust the lack of it, building walls back against it. Use the bath to the clouds, cause I never asked for this. All I wanted was to live on and practice his gifts. Drowning pain and liquor bass will pass me the fist. By any means necessary path to get rich. I guess that's the path of a savage he quits. Scavenge prowl around town, foul tracking the scent. It's either gather the rent or be trapped in the tent. Baby mama drama probably snapping, having a fit. Too many broken promises to ever plan to be fixed. With that the pain of a sick mother add to the list. Hit the block, take advantage of these amateur vics. This ain't a movie dog, these clips are what the cameras miss. With 40, 50 months to us is like a slap on the wrist. Watching the mail with hopes to rip open a package. The good old days, ask yourself whatever happened to this. We had big dreams or big schemes of rapping events. A few cases and deaths later, ain't seen half of them since. When my seed old enough to ask me why, I'm a felon. I'ma look him in his eyes and I'ma tell him.
What do you do when the tears start falling down and your heart turns into stone? Can't keep my feet on solid ground. Send songs to the clouds, I go. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Maybe something got to give, got to live. Got to get the keys to the gate up, wherever it takes us.
Yo, what's up, everybody? That was Knox with Feet on Solid Ground. I hope you all enjoyed that. We're about to get into this next song, but let me get into a couple things. I want to basically let everybody know it's Saturday night, so, you know, make sure you're out there and you're safe and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Things be happening, so everybody be safe out there. We're about to get into this next song called Someday Soon, and we'll be back with y'all in a minute. Peace.
Someday soon, yeah, I feel I'm about to make it. Ain't no handouts in this shit, I had to take it. Before I hit the stage, I get treated like a bomb. Then I get the mic and now they act like I'm the one. I'm in it for the music while you worry about the fame. The system, when I spit it, you can tell we ain't the same. You worry about the hoes, clothes, the newest swag. While I'm writing rhymes and lying to do some things. Headphones on, I feel like I'm the greatest. In the midst of the love, I still feel like I'm hated. My own worst critic is myself, 5 minutes. Feel I can do better than my best, never quit it. I'm in it for the long haul, you can say forever. Red rap the fam, yeah, we in it for whatever. Forever working on my talents, gotta make a move. I said I'm about to make it, someday soon. I need to make it, I gotta make it, I'm gonna make it. Someday soon, I need to make it, I gotta make it, I'm gonna make it. Someday soon, I need to make it, I gotta make it. I'm gonna make it someday soon. I need to make it. I gotta make it. I'm gonna make it someday. Baby, just the name, in case you didn't know it. Low key, dude, if I'm second, I don't show it. Rapping ain't a hobby. This here is my lifestyle. Ain't no hesitating. I'ma whip it right now when I hit the stage. People show me love, so I show them love back. This is what I does. I treat them like I know them. It's almost like a drug. My brothers give me daps, and the women give me hugs. I'm addicted to writing and killing rhymes to these beats. It's like my ambition ain't got no time for these weeks. MCs spitting lies to the people's pain. Makes it hard for real rap to come and make it swinging. Gotta go and get it, never faded by the pressure. I give it my all, I ain't doing nothing lesser. Forever working on my talents, gotta pay my dues. I said I'm about to make it, someday soon. I need to make it, I gotta make it, I'm gonna make it. Someday soon, I need to make it, I gotta make it, I'm gonna make it. Someday soon, I need to make it, I gotta make it, I'm gonna make it. Someday soon, I need to make it, I gotta make it. I'm gonna make it someday soon.
One mind is sidewinded, he's a skew blind to a picture. the pain of beautiful death to a song of sweet harmony. Triple to the tongue, twisting game consistent of dissing and pissing a fucko stuck to the duck mode. Quacking a wet dialect, so unintelligent to a point that everything that they say contradicts itself, and that's irrelevant. I'd probably one of them, not the victim, but a participant clutching both hands in the system, a non-conformer with the swarm who talks and never listen. We form like Voltron, but slower, so you can see how the bottom feeders connect and wreck the stars of the universe. Oh, you trekkies, to the hell we dwell in Asriel. With fine prints, don't will and bell. You better be ready for a brain swell. Brain and the rhythm will pop, and if you get dropped, it'll make your bounce, man. Out the planet that's blazing hot. And I'm not fucking around, never know. Heads in 360 degrees, what they hear, we've got to bring to the table. Our musical cameras, these healthy, magical clues get turned into babies crying, crawling back to the crazy.
These easy minutes, 2 minutes of rhyme, it's just a waste of time. Everything that goes on in my mind, it's just a waste of time. Anyone who talks to my eyes, it's just a waste of time.
With another decrepit ploy, oh joy. These Ken dolls are everywhere, like the radio, stereo, BET, MTV. Soon you'll see who's gonna be the next rapper to star in a movie. The Ice Cube or Ice-T can star in a flick with Eddie Murphy. Oh, that's just so trendy and groovy, and marketably correct to be a would-be rapper transferring into a horrible actor. Now you know what chastity is, Decepticons are after. And these robots are manufactured out of platinum chains and plastic. Situations getting drastic, cause the plague of the face of the earth, with a whack-ass catchy verse to unlock their purse. What's worse is most of the world is blind. What they're supplying is no denying that this industry is killing itself softly at light speed, which makes hip-hop stuck in a crisis. Tragically, I'd rather see needles in my iris with sewn shut eyelids.
These easy minutes, 2 minutes of rhyme, it's just a waste of time. Everything that goes on in my mind, it's just a waste of time. Anyone who talks to my eyes, it's just a waste of time. Even though in my name, it's just a waste of time. What a waste of time. Why must I waste? I get some new and water can to fill up empty space. If you can't see the picture, then you probably match the figures. So to think matter simple and agree, you hate my face.
My river flowing, nouns and verbs to drown the words heard from absurd birds claiming to be the first to get the big worm.
What a big perm.
I'm a prankster sending a message to all you gangsta swankers that are trying to make a buck. I'll pay you 50 cents so you can shut the fuck up, and another 50 cents
so you can sit the fuck down.
There's your petty dollar clowns, I'm not joking around. Y'all can conform together, forming a wannabe band of rhythm, and all together get slapped in half by my verbal aftermath. Lights out, ha 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 ha. Get it the dog, retards, receive scars, searching for my laughter, ha ha. Now I got you carefully listening to this chameleon, filling up empty space, taking place of what's not there. And I don't care if you don't like what I have to say, because this song is probably about you anyways. I've calculated my lyrical project down with precision, with grammatical mathematics and an iconoclastic vision.
These easy minutes, 2 minutes of rhyme, it's just a waste of time. Everything that goes on in my mind, it's just a waste of time. Anyone who talks to my eyes, it's just a waste of time. Even though in my name, it's just a waste of time. What a waste of time. Why must I waste? I guess I'm doing what I can to fill up empty space. If you can't see the picture, then you probably match the figures. So to think matter simple and agree, you hate my face.
Everything that goes on in my mind is just a waste of time. Anyone who talks to my eyes is just a waste of time. Even knowing my name is just a waste of time. It's 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 just a waste of time. Even knowing my name is just a waste of time.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? I'm Ms. Lady Delight here with It's All Hip Hop, keeping it real. That was Spy MC, Waste of Time. I hope y'all enjoyed that. That's what's up. Here with my co-host of the week, CeeLo Real from Pledge Empire. What's up?
Yo, yo, what up, what up?
I'm goofy as hell, and I'm just playing. Hey, let's take a caller. Let's do that real quick. I'm about to see what's up with 931-575. 931-575, what's up?
Hi, what's up?
Who am I talking to?
Ashley.
Ashley Massaro in the house. That's what's up.
Little applause.
Would you like in the music I'm playing so far? Pretty good.
No.
Pretty good. Uh-uh, quit playing. What should I be playing?
Some Steelo Real.
Should I play some Steelo Real, Ashley?
I guess.
Oh,
oh yeah. Miss Toot. Miss Tootie Pants. Well, because you said it like that, I'm going to play it. I'm about to get into this song here. Big Wiz featuring Johnny P. It's called Come On. So come on.
That's awesome, my dude Wiz.
Right. All right, so we're about to get into this next one, y'all. Enjoy. What's up, everybody? I'm Miss Lady Delight here with
Steelo Real.
Yeah, that was like we're going to take some callers here really quickly here. Let's take 773-759. What's up?
Hey, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
What's good, Mama? It's Anaya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Just tuning in for a little bit. I'm actually over at Hip-Hop Concert in Chicago, so I had to tune in and support Next Up Low Radio.
Nice. That's what's up. Yeah, this is a new show that I just, you know, started up and whatnot, and I'm playing this, like, hip-hop, you know, the more lyrical stuff.
I know, I love it. I heard it last week.
So you like what I'm doing? It's a little different from the other shows. But,
no,
you know,
I
got to do something different. I don't want to be, you know, like
feel,
the other shows that they got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I definitely love it. Had to tune in. I was like, oh, wait, the show tonight. So,
you know what,
though?
It was supposed to be at 6. So just, you know, it's usually at 6, but there was a little bit of a mix-up.
Gotcha.
So it went on at 8 instead. But 6 o'clock is when it's usually going to be. And hopefully I'll be able to do Thursdays, too. So...
Nice.
I'll be excited. I love this hip hop music. You know what I mean? And I, you know, bless you for calling in and wanting to get on air and talk to Miss Lady Delight.
Yeah,
my co-host for the night is CeeLo Real here from Flex Empire Records.
Good evening.
I have a different one.
Good evening.
That's what's up. Yeah, thank you for bringing that real hip hop back. I think a lot of artists have gotten away from it and they've gotten just so gimmicky and like they don't take in the artistry of the music, you know. And that's not going for everybody, but too many major artists have done that. A lot of indie artists are on point with it, but major artists, y'all better step y'all game up, because the indie's taking over.
So, who is one of your favorite artists?
Let's see, indie artists, I have to say North Rock 360, Reeves, Dahoon, but like major artists, I'm definitely into, let's see, I'm more into R&B, so I'm definitely more into like Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera, but for K-pop artists, let's see, I would say Eminem, Jay-Z, you know, so... Majors,
okay,
right?
So
but
you
like,
know, you what do you know? Do you know anything about like Gangstar or A Tribe Called Quest or anything like that?
Yeah. Yep.
What's up with the old school? Y'all don't know about new school.
That's my shit right there. You know what I'm saying? But
if
I really want to get into something new school, underground wise, I would say Visionary, Living Legend. Man, there's a whole bunch of people that I dig. That's there's a group called Nonfiction that I really love a lot, but they just handed out a group anymore. And they were super dope, and they were old school, and they had some super stuff in the early 2000s. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to bring it back. I'm trying to put hip hop back on the map. You know what I'm saying? Like, bigger than like, you know how, remember the 90s? Yo, MTV
Raps,
yo. Like, what happened to that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
what happened
to all
the reality shows they're playing?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, MTV is full of reality shows now. We got BET that's reality shows now. I mean, if you want to hear music, you got to be up.
You got to be on MTV Jams. You got to have cable. It costs a little
bit.
But you remember, though, back in the day, you could have
where
basic.
Where they had the box. Remember the box?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, too.
People ran their phone bill up on the box. Oh my gosh. I didn't know it. There's people that would make them some burning up some serious money on the phone.
Hey, yo, you call and request a video. The box.
Right, 99 cents a pop. You request a video 5 times.
Definitely. My mom used to see that phone bill and then go bananas.
Man.
Like, that's what music was like. They just had all music all the time, and, you know, and they actually cared about the fans, you know, and it's crazy now. Like I said, MTV is like, y'all need to change y'all. Changing the model is, you know, and so.
My thing now is that I'm into like, you know, the lyrical shit. Like,
yes.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear something that stimulates my mind. And so I'm done with the bitches and the hoes and the guns and the drugs. I'm sorry, I'm done with it. It's redundant.
Yeah.
It's been done over and over again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everybody's doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Can we just hear something a little different from, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, once in a while, if you want to talk about something crazy, do your thing. But it's every song. Like, when you get a CD from a certain artist, every track is like,
yeah,
You know, I was in the club thing. And I busted that bitch down. Get
yeah,
some money and some
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
If he lived that
hit
life.
Hit the block. But every song, though? Come on, dude.
If he lived that life every day, he ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Man, come on
exactly.
Now. Use the brain. I'm sorry. That's why they have a hip-hop dictionary. And they have, like, you know what I'm saying? Stuff to get you in that mind frame.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, get it right, man.
Well,
it's not about that.
A lot of people aren't really. We confuse the term rapper with the term of, you know what I'm saying, like hip hop. It's like a lot of people, anybody can rap now. All you got to do is rhyme, and then
right.
You consider yourself a rapper. And it's like people, like you have people that's actually in the streets, and that's all they do 24/7, or in their terms, 25/8. That's all they know to talk about. They're not going
right.
to talk about, you know what I mean, anything like a dude that's actually a musician who has a broad variety of versatility.
Man, come on. Man. You know all these famous rappers are fake gangbangers.
Yeah, the famous ones, of course. The
sure.
famous ones. But then the cat right now, like that we're talking about, out there talking about, they're idiots, first of all. They're idiots for talking about killing people and all that. But they talk about what they know. You know what I mean? And
right.
Then, yeah, you can tell cats that's, you know, artificial, you know what I mean, like, as far as that goes. And then you can tell cats that actually live that life. You can tell it in their music. You know what I mean? If you really pay attention to it.
It's just crazy. Studio bangers, dude. I can't stand it.
Oh,
I can't.
Man,
and then you got to admit, you got to agree with me on this one, especially in the local scene. I mean, in probably in Chicago, New York, California, Minnesota, it's all the same. When it comes to, and this is the terminology, it's fucked up. But there's the trap rappers, and then there's the backpack rappers, rappers and the trap rappers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, the backpack rappers is, like, the style of Lyme Sayers.
Right.
And, like, Wu-Tang Clan. And, like, you know what I'm saying? These more...
Sorry, backpack rappers?
I'm talking about the style.
Oh,
the
okay.
style.
Okay.
They're known. They're up there, but they also came up in the hip-hop, where hip-hop was finding itself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They
right.
came up at the right moment.
I think
so. There's never no not knowing who the Wu-Tang Clan is, but if they just started out right now, though, they might not be doing what they're doing right now. Now, there's
yeah.
a lot of dope people. You got Atmosphere, you got
yeah.
Necro, you got a bunch of people that are doing things that are known, but they're not known in the mainstream of hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And out here in Minnesota, per se, I should say, there's the trap, and then there's the backpackers. And then the trap guys, they're out there gang-banging super crazy. Like, for instance, you and your group, or your guys, I should say guys, right? Say, for instance, Zed was to get picked up to go do something big, right? But they wanted him. They didn't ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get mad at him for going and doing it?
No.
Are you going to come at him like, yo, what about me? You didn't tell him no unless I go with you? See, a lot of these niggas out here are like, man, that's fucked up. He out there doing shit. You can't get mad at him. But,
wow.
like, when you see a rhyme payer artist, they got art people going out in Europe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got people touring, and their guys, some guys aren't, and they're not hating.
I think it's pretty different. Like, okay, so we know Rhyme Sayers is a label, and they sign people to their label. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of them cats don't even really know each other or twist with each
well,
other
I'm
like that.
I'm talking about, like, there's labels. Like, there's,
yeah.
like, they'll label bang, and it's
yeah.
crazy.
But you see, it's, okay, so, like, if we speak from a label standpoint with, like, say, Rhyme Sayers, for example.
I love this debate.
So you say Rhyme Sayers, for example, and you got, like, Atmosphere, who been with Rhyme Sayers since forever.
Well,
you got somebody
basically
like,
he runs the shit, so he founded it.
Yeah, the group. And then you got Toki Wright, who it was also a dope artist. You see what I'm saying?
With Rhyme Sayers.
With Rhyme Sayers, exactly. But the point is, like, Toki Wright may be cool with Atmosphere, but they didn't join Rhyme Sayers together. So if Rhyme Sayers is out doing, I mean, if Atmosphere out doing anything in Europe or whatever the case may be, Toki wouldn't hurt, wouldn't hate, like, yo, these niggas is out here doing this. Why I ain't out
because
here?
Because they're all humble.
Or because they understand the game. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's different with us, like with me, Sid, and, you know, Prince Carlton. We're family.
Fresh Prince.
That's mad funny. I'm about to tweet that. But, like, it's...
What's
it's,
his name again?
that's family. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not like we're just a label. Like, them is my niggas right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my family.
Right.
So, if it came down to like one of us getting snatched or whatever, it's not hate shit or nothing like that. Like, cause at the end of the day, we're gonna be good. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm gone, them niggas ain't gonna have nothing to worry about. And that's just loyalty. That's pretty much what that boils down to.
Right. That's what's up though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in a way, I see it. How is it in Chicago? Tell me how it is in Chicago as far as the underground hip hop.
It really depends. Like, it's there actually was a really good article that came out on Facebook Drive that was talking about, like, how segregated it is, because, like, a lot of the South Side rappers have no idea who the North Side rappers are, and same thing for the West Side rappers, and it's kind of crazy to, like, there are rappers in the North Side. It's like, hell yeah, there are dope-ass rappers in the North Side. Y'all just don't know because y'all don't come up here. But, you know, so it's kind of crazy. It really depends on, like, there are, like, several different little cliques, and so it really is a matter of, you know, Chicago just getting together and supporting each other. If you're doing good music, don't hate. Just go out to a show, you know, and support a network. You never know what can happen.
Right.
Or not, you know?
Hey, honey, can you tell me what your name is again?
Denaya.
Denaya?
Denaya. DanayaDB 4 U on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Look,
give it up.
Twitter.
Okay.
Pop your Twitter at the same time. I ain't mad at you.
Right. I'm about to get into these other callers really quick, but I'm going to get back to you, though.
I'm sorry. I have to go because I'm getting ready for the show, but I will definitely tune into you later on. Love, 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 next to low. Shout out to Miss Queen.
Yeah, holler at me on Twitter. Holler at me on Facebook, Miss Lady Delight.
And follow me on Twitter, STI_LOREEL.
Yes, sir. Will do.
D-Lo Real.
Have an awesome night, you guys. Stay safe. God bless.
Yep, you too.
Bye.
Okay, next caller. 612-423-0684. What is up?
What's up, Miss Lady Delight? You already know this, Miss Queen T. How you doing?
Hi, honey.
How you doing tonight?
I feel so special that Next to Blow is calling in on my radio show.
You know, I gotta show you some love. I'm actually about to go to an event as well. But I'm like, oh shit, she's still on. Let me call in. So, you know, I'm calling in to support you. And shout out to my girl Denaya that was just on the line with you as well. She's a loyal supporter of Next to Blow Radio, so.
Yeah, she's awesome. I like her understanding of hip hop and what we're trying to do. My co host D-Lo Real, Miss Queen T, she is Next to Blow.
Okay.
She is the creator of Next to Blow Radio. Her and Legacia got Next to Blow lockdown.
Hats off.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. What'd you say your name was on Twitter? I'm a tweet too.
It's at STI_LOREEL.
Be so real.
Okay, hello. I'm a at S.
She's so adorable.
I'm sorry, can you repeat it for me one more time?
It's at STI_LOREEL.
LOREEL, okay. I just Miss Queen T and Next to Blow Radio.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, but yeah, Miss Lady, I'm about to head out, but you know, I hope you have a good show, and, you know, y'all have a good night. And what's y'all's topic? Y'all got a topic tonight?
Well, we're just basically going to just, you know, talk on. I don't know. We're going to play some music. I did have a couple things I wanted to talk about as far as a lot of the things that have been going on in the act with the police and whatnot. But other than that, we're just going to wing it and let it flow.
All right. Well, like I said, you have a good night, and you're doing a good job. Keep it up. And shout out to your guests as well, your co-host. And like I said, y'all be safe, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, peace. If y'all didn't know, that was Ms. Queen T. Shout out to her for calling in. I appreciate that for real. So let's take some callers again. Let's see. 314-792. What is up?
Hey, what up, people? This your boy, Sweaty Palms Calico. a.k.a. Calico Black, calling out of St. Louis, Missouri. Just want to show some love to Next to Blow Radio.
Thank you. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, I appreciate everything y'all was just talking about. That's pretty much where my head is.
Appreciate
you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of down, a lot of watered down stuff out here. Everybody gangster now. And it's getting
right?
real bad for the kids out here. Because this girl.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you calling in and, you know, responding to what we was talking about. That's what's up.
Man, yeah, there's love, man, because it's sick down here in St. Louis. This girl I know, this chick I know, just had a birthday party for her son. And all the kids was in there park, popping sparkling grape juice, you know, like they were popping bottles. So it just said to me, you know, the type of stuff that they looking up to.
Yeah.
Right. No, I feel that.
They try to be in a music video.
Yeah, man, it was funny to look at, man. So I took my shorty and got her up out of there because that ain't what I want her head to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? It's like what we as grown-ups do is supposed to be on the low. You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to let the children see all that, you know?
Impossible when videos are played.
Well, you know what? That's why people like me, they have the kind of cable I do. I have blocks. I dare them to try.
But you gotta realize they have YouTube.
Well, my kids don't have internet access.
Cool.
They don't. I have to sign a paper for that one.
Work?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, I need to get on that as well.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm serious. The school that my daughter goes to, they sent home forms saying, is it okay for her to get on the internet? Is it okay for us to take her picture? Is it okay for her to be in video? No, and no. You know what I mean?
Right. So. Yes, I need to get on that. You need to send me a link or something.
Right, you know what? What you should do is just go down to your daughter's school and just be like, "Yo, look, I don't want her on the internet. Block that." You know, because they obviously don't. If the kids can get on YouTube at school, then they don't have the proper locks. Because I've been in programs where I've been able to get on the computer, but they had stuff locked.
Yeah.
Like I could not get on Facebook.
They'll block Facebook and Twitter, but they won't block YouTube.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
A lot of stuff on there for them to see, you know what I'm saying? They be showing me some silly stuff with these boys in the A, be putting, you know, they be acting like they gay and all that.
What's up, though, since we, you know, got a caller on the line, that's what's up. But, hey, what's up with that shit that happened in Colorado, dude? That shooting that happened in the theater? Man.
My God. That was horrifying. Yeah. For that reason right there, me and my family, we not supporting that Batman movie or whatever because we don't know if it's going to be another one of those guys out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know if, like, he got partners that's, you know, in another city ready to do it again. I heard they caught some guys in another state that was finna do a similar thing, but they caught them before it happened. As a matter of fact, supposed to have been in Chicago from what I hear.
What?
Right, yeah, the one in Colorado, though, the guy went into the theater like as if he was a normal person going to see a movie, and he had his little pack outside the exit door, and he went to that door and got suited up, and that's how he did it.
They say that he pretty much, he had almost suit on. Like, he was pretty much dressed, because it's a movie, and a lot of people come dressed up as Batman. And they said that when the scene happened, he just threw tear gas in there and then just waited for cats to hit the door. And when they hit the door, he just started taking, like, just straight hitting cats when he was coming out.
Wow.
The door. Yeah.
Man,
I mean, the plan that they had, like, the plan that he had was, like, very well thought out. Like, it was very well thought out.
Man, the things that go through people's heads, though, that gets them going to do those things is crazy. Like, the Columbine situation.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you wake up that morning and you're like, I feel like shooting motherfuckers today.
And see, the crazy thing is, like, they say he shot a boy. A kid, a six-month, like, 6 months or 3 years, something like that. But, like,
yeah,
it's
3 years
o'clock
old
at night.
Younger.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's 3 years old. It's 12 o'clock at night. Why is your kid out at a movie theater
at
3 at midnight? You know what I'm saying? Like, parents have to take some ownership of what's going on out here as well.
It might have been one of those situations where they didn't have a sitter, so they brought them.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. It's midnight. Your kid should be in bed.
If you don't have a sitter, sit your ass at home. Is that something?
Well, I don't really
think
that was the case. I think that everybody right nowadays want to give their kids everything that they want because they didn't get everything that they wanted as a child, and they wanted to be the first one.
They try to be the friend.
That's understandable, but exactly like you just said, like, there's times where you have to be the parent, not, you know, saying the friend. I got three kids.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? My little girls are five, and a lot of times, like, I'm daddy, so of course they get spoiled. You know what I mean? They get spoiled, but at times I put my foot down as well.
And see, me, when I grew up, I mean, I had it okay up until a certain point, and then I got taken away and was in foster care for, like, the rest of my
years.
But my kids, my three-year-old kids, you know, my three-year-old kid, my three kids, I have three girls, damn it. If I have another girl, I swear to God.
Man, maybe you just
I
can't
feel like
no
God
more.
Mad at me too, baby. I got
Man.
Two girls.
Man, but I'm just saying, though, that, like, I want them to have stuff, but at the same time, I want them to know that they can't just get what they want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I rarely take them to the movies. I don't know if that sounds fucked up, but I want my kids to earn their shit.
It makes sense.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It makes sense. I'm kind of big on, like, because, see, I'm only 25, but I got an old soul. Like, I was born
I'm
eight.
Old as hell.
Man, like, my grandma, I was raised under my grandmas and all that. So, it's like.
I'm only 32. I'm just playing. I'm not old.
Yeah, you know. So, what it is, like, with me, I know that, like, I want to shield my daughters. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want them to be like, yo, put these baggy clothes on when you go to school so you ain't showing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas talk to you, kick them in the nuts, like, all that type of stuff. I know, but the older I get, the more I realize that that's not going to happen. And we can't block them from the outside world. So what we got to do is just teach them.
Right, because if you do that, that's when they decide to do things on their own. Like, behind your back, don't run off.
Exactly. And I mean, not to put my business out there, but, like, my daughter's mother was only 17 when she got pregnant because her parents blocked her. You see what I'm saying? Instead of her getting on birth control, if they knew she was having sex and all that, she
But they were probably in denial, and they didn't want to put her on birth control.
They knew she was having sex.
Oh.
But, see,
but
they figured they had a hand on it.
You know?
Okay.
That parenting thing don't come with no book, though. I say that parenting thing, it don't come with no book.
It's
a struggle every day, you know, especially with us having girls, and we don't want them to be video vixens, but we still idolize the strip presenting the videos, and we show them that that's what we like, and you know what I'm saying? It's kind of contradictive what we all do. We all responsible for it, but what I do is I'm there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people not there with them, like far as us as men is concerned, but I'm there every day. Even though me and her mom is not together, I'm there every day to pick her up from school. Well, I don't care what I'm doing. If I got to meet a chick or whatever, hey, look, baby, I got to holler at you. I'm finna go get my shorty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, that's the best thing to do, man.
Best thing to save our girls is for the men to be there and show them as much love as possible. Then can't nobody hit them with that fake love when they grow up.
Indeed, sir.
Right, that's what's up.
Indeed.
Hey, but
I ain't
going to
hold y'all on here, man.
All right.
I'm on the trap for real, man. Shout out to the radio. I love the music y'all playing. I love the people that I ain't never heard before, either them singing cats. They doing the different stuff with the auto tune.
I'm trying to play something real quick here right now, as a matter of fact. If you can stay on the line, I would really like to get you back on because we have a couple more things that we're going to be discussing that I think,
cool, I'm on the line. I'm going to be on here till this phone run out of juice, baby.
All right, that's what's up. All right, I'm going to get at you in a minute. To all the callers, though, I want y'all to know that we're about to get to you shortly. I just want to get this song on. I want to play Born Hated, and it's called Born Hated. Everybody, make sure you check this out. Be my dudes.
Yo, Big Dro, representing Born Hated. Legacy, break them off real fast, yo. You know what I'm saying? They said we never make it. Since before the crater, we were forsaken. There's no need to debate this. We were born hated. All the pain and hatred did was awaken my anger for the sake of strangers. Avoid the dangers of how the storm rages. I've torn pages from my history out of my diary. Toss them in the fire to inspire me, admiring. Life on the other side of the fence, they say the grass is greener. All I see is piles of dog shit for you to clean up. No longer will I desire what you've acquired. On the path of a liar, that plan's expired and past the prime. If it took half the time to craft a rhyme with a passion for life, you could also be one of the titans that clashes the mic. Stop the perpetration and the instigation. Face it, erasing at deadly pace and steady impatient. Rearranging the game, shaming MCs that try to shit on my name. Understand what I'm saying, this is my claim to fame. They wanna see us collapse to our downfall, regardless of that fact.
I be afraid now since the day we came into existence. We were born hated. They want to see us collapse. Who are down for? Regardless of that fact, we will rise above all. The way you can change it, we know we may not be your favorite. Since the day we came into existence, we were born hated.
You got your own thing, kid, building it strong. Just want you to hear the song and tell you what's going on. You know, cats is wildin' and acts of violence. Ain't nobody on my block about as sad as I am. Just level with me. I know this shit is tough to want to see your wrist and cuffs and trying to make them bigger bucks. I hope you reach your goals and you live it up. But I get a tad concerned when a throne isn't enough. Smoking blunt, sniffing stuff, crystal imprisonment. Got the best of you, not trying to mess with you. Just getting sick of it. My intentions are to communicate the message the best that I can to help make you understand I'm human. Just to set the record straight, not perfect. Foolish to think that I haven't made mistakes. Penetrate into your mind the fact that there was time to change. Concentrate within your range, ready, set, aim.
They wanna see us collapse, to our downfall. Regardless of that fact, we will rise above all. No way you can change it. We know we may not be your favorite. Since the day we came into existence, we were born hated. They wanna see us collapse, to our downfall. Regardless of that fact, we will rise above all. No way you can change it. We know we may not be your favorite. Since the day we came into existence, we were born hated.
Pistol swinging at my neck, but I learned to accept it. Pistol swinging cause the rest wanna turn me against it. All the people I respect were too sick to do lessons. I've been in the depths of these streets, speaking a murderous message. We ripping apart the sensitive hearts, testing the deepest waters. You can't go the distance with us. We started on a mission at hand. We living in art, made our stand, and now we just beginning to march.
I'm never playing the part. I always came from the heart. In the past, my days were so hard, but still not afraid of the start. I wasn't sure which way to walk, so I ran. Believe it or not, I was targeted and marked in God's plan. The hustle that I had, maybe the man that I am. Hate all you want, I don't give a damn as we take a stand. To put all this negative energy to rest, and you can bet. Doing legacies of MCs will never forget. They want to see us collapse to our downfall. Regardless of that fact, we will rise above all. No way you can change it. We know we may not be your favorite. Since the day we came into existence, we were born hated. They want to see us collapse to our downfall. Regardless of that fact, we will rise above all. No way you can change it. We know we may not be your favorite. Since the day we came into existence, we were born hated.
I can't take it.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? I'm Ms. Lady Delight, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hello, Real.
Yeah, that's what's up. That was Born Hated, and the song is also called Born Hated. I hope y'all like that one. I am actually about to get in one more song before we get back to Calico Black. Shout out to Calico Black.
Yes, sir.
Well, we want to... we're going to just, you know, talk about a couple things and, you know, let people know our opinions on some stuff. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of crazy stuff going on. But I also want to play a song, like I just said. If I could get it to pull up. I'm having some technical difficulties. Bear with me 1 second. Por favor.
Hey, if you feel like you're next to blow, call in, talk to us.
Do that. 718-664-9115. If you want to get on the air, press the number 1 button. If you don't, just sit there. But I would like it. I think we would like it.
We engage in good conversation.
If you weren't so scared and press the number 1, numero uno.
I'll take 1.
But I want to get into this song by the Levelheads, if that's okay with everybody. It's called The Takeover. Enjoy this one, y'all. Yeah.
Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I got a lot to say. With up, lips set,
yo.
It's your homie Lopes.
Uh-huh.
Thought I blessed the beat that I just made for you. And clarify all the mischief I'm hearing. That level heads is dead, that'll never fucking happen. We just took the proper time to elevate a mind. Hit the streets hard with the product of our grind. experience the industry and realize it's not for me. So now I'm back in Minneapolis. Production games are full of that. And yes, we still smoking trees, but organized to a T. Come and follow me from Monday to Sunday, from sundown to sunup. There's no comparison to a hustle, motherfucker. Let's be real, money's partial motivation. A passion for the music is how we plan to make it.
Hey, yo, Liv, remember our first show at the Red Sea? There were like 15 people there. Man, a lot's changed since then.
Hey, yo, we started off with nothing, just iPods and backpacks. Now we rocking shows and making nothing but hot track. Always staying humble, that's principle number one. Loading lyrics in my pen and firing with my tongue. And we still fucking starving. The hunger in my belly. No seeds when we book these shows all across the fucking globe. And now just nod your head and throw your hands up in the sky if you a level-headed girl or a level-headed guy. Well, you step on stage with your thumb in your mouth, killing them softly. What is your malfunction about? The level-headed guy, you'll never snuff or die out. Chemically imbalanced, so I made the chemical shout. Caught a caterpillar, then I made a tentacles bounce. Hit the couch, one from the penultimate ounce. Then the clouds and proceeded to see what I'm about. To rock a flannel and a mustache. You of MN bus pass. Don't look at us like who are these hooligans, homie, just ask. Push over, push past. Dead last to first class. Head has to last till I bust. And yes, I give back, baby. Every angle of life, mic's on. Lights up, start it right. The night's long and yes, we might just harness life. And light bombs, not thinking hard, I'm thinking smarter twice. Harness the hate so we can murder life. And the spectacle's clean. You're the last to know it's we who've taken over the scene. Hey yo, we started off with nothing, just iPods and backpacks. Now we rocking shows and making nothing but hot track. Always staying humble, that's principle number one. Loading lyrics in my pen and fighting with my tongue. And we still fucking starving. The hunger in my belly was seized when we booked these shows all across the fucking globe. And now just nod your head and throw your hands up in the sky if you a level-headed girl or a level-headed. When everything is dark and you can't see through the smoke, the people of the world burning and can't wait for the hope. Joke, nope, they twisting purple sticky to cope and getting tired from out climbing the flames on the road. They need the chosen ones, low,
hey, and we can be those
who fly through and grip a mic like we strangle your throat.
The takeover,
invasion of the alien folk.
The wait's over,
the level heads is ready to go. From studio to studio
and planet to planet,
from booking shows
to printing clothes,
we making them panic,
wreaking the havoc.
Speaking in tongues,
they can't understand it.
The way we move up to the top,
like we may win in the habit.
So tell me, isn't it
magic, damn it?
How alien,
mathematics,
I add the rhyme,
I add the beat,
and then we manage the damage. Come on. Started off with nothing, just iPods and backpacks. Now we rocking shows and making nothing but hot track. Always staying humble, that's principle number one. Loading lyrics in my pen and fighting with my tongue. And we still fucking starving. The hunger in my belly was seized when we booked these shows all across the fucking globe. And now just nod your head and throw your hands up in the sky if you a level-headed girl or a level-headed guy.
Yo, I'm known to take care of any problem. They're calling me the answer. Face it, getting back back on the beat, making the last duration. Don't act like you the one, cause this ain't the matrix. And I ain't a doctor, so I ain't got patience. I'll be smoking situation, cause it's getting kinda tricky. The hippie spitting sickness got them all feeling icky. Feel like Vicky, how I be cutting so swiftly. You don't wanna be doubting, I bring the monster out in me.
Every time I spit up, get that classic, classic. Every time I spit up, get that classic, classic. Every time I spit up, get that classic, classic. Every time I spit up, get that classic.
Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic. Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic. Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic. Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic.
Glow so VHS remastered to Blu-ray. Hearing what you say, warming up like a souffle. With my words I do play, riding through the city, drop top like a toupee. In the air like two straight, 320 is the code.
You know I represent it.
Chilling with a Monica,
sipping Presidente.
I do it for my gente, I do it for my people. And I go strong, and others go feeble. In the past, I'ma leave you, I can see you in my rear view. And I'm chilling with Nestor,
Nestor.
Cause y'all know how we do. Lyrics hit your brain, kinda like we do. We comparing, I'm a brick, and y'all niggas see through. Class, I'm first, not last, and I do it with class
and
sickness. Just look at the quickness, pay attention and listen.
Okay.
Murdering the beat and making y'all my witness.
Can
you feel the illness?
Every time I spit up, get that classic, classic. Every time I spit up, get that classic, classic. Every time I spit up, get that classic, classic. Every time I spit up, get that classic.
Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic. Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic. Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic. Glow so dino, flow so Jurassic.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, everybody? I'm Ms. Lady Delight here with It's All Hip Hop, Keeping It Real with my co-host.
D-Lo Real.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just playing. Big Goofy. Big Goofy. I love it. Anyways, I hope y'all liked that one. That one was Kid Mo again, but with classic. And then before that, it was Born Hated. Born Hated. Let's see. What should we get into now? Let's see. Think. No, I'm just playing. I'm about to put my homie Calico Black back on the air real quick. Calico Black, what's up?
What up, Miss Lady Delight? Shout out to the co-host. What's up, my man?
What's going on, bro?
Steve Lobe. Now, okay,
man.
So anyways, real quick, apologies on the couple songs ago. My mic didn't mute up, but I was talking my ass off, so my bad. But I muted it, so I hope y'all was happy and pleased with listening to the song. Anyways, I wanted to, talk about a couple things. I had told Calico Black that we'd bring it back on because we're going to do some more talking. And then we're going to take more callers. I did try to take a couple calls, and it was silent, so maybe they, were on another line or music for a second, but I'll get back to y'all in a second. But thanks to all the callers, and we'll get to y'all as soon as we can. But anyways, it is a lovely Saturday night. And I want to basically talk to the, talk to the people and tell everybody be careful tonight, what I'm saying? I mean, things can happen right now in Minnesota. We deal with a lot of, crazy shit right now as far as 5-0 goes and how they get out of pocket sometimes.
Man.
Be careful, everybody out there, going to the club. When you leave out the club, be careful. Sometimes them boys like to stand out there with the pepper spray ready to just pepper spray people before anything even happens. They just are spraying. So, everybody, please be careful. The one thing that I wanted to bring up, though, was the whole situation that happened. It was in 09, but there's a trial going on as of now as far as that cop in New York that kicked that girl in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you talking about on that videotape?
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me that wasn't crazy.
Wow, man. It's like, okay, this is like a 240-pound dude hitting on like a 150-pounder. If that ain't cowardice, I don't know what it is. They could have
What got me was the woman was handcuffed.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And sitting on the curb. Yeah, she did this little swoop with her foot, but that wasn't like anything he had to be scared about or any concern for his life. He knocked the woman out.
Yeah. And he knows that nothing's gonna happen to him.
I mean, he kicked her, and then did you see all them people standing there like nothing happened?
Because he's gonna go to the police station.
Oh, but you know what, though? Some of them cops that was there testified against him in court.
But see, that's the only people that will go against the cops. We're not dumb enough.
Let me tell y'all what the cops doing in St. Louis. They killing, bro. They shooting.
You serious?
They shooting them down. Like, if y'all don't know how you all will be able to do it, and because the reason why, like, it seems like they putting like a big separation between everybody in the different communities. Cause down here, like if you get pulled over, like if you don't want to stop, you don't get locked up for your warrants. Usually a nigga could just run from the police, get away, or get locked up and live to see another day. Now if you run, they gunning you down, and it's like we in the state of shock. And oh yeah, they gunning you down here.
And nothing's happening. It's just
no repercussions. Somebody might get suspended for, like, a pending investigation, but after that, you never hear nothing about it. Never. If the mama loses a son, she's too busy with work to even, you know, leave her house and her bills to go press for some justice, because it's no one there to help. Everybody blinded with weed, sex, drugs, and work. So
yeah.
It's like... It used to be big things happening, like when something happened in the community, black people used to be like, oh, forget that, we finna go out here and march on it. It's none of that no more. Nobody's coming out. No one. And that's the problem right there.
What do you think it is? You think it's fear, or do you think it's complacence?
I really think it's fear, bro, because when we got this paper down here, it's called Behind Bars, and when you look at this paper and you see all the people that's locked up, they are making money off people's transgressions. Like, if you get locked up down here for a DWI, they're going to whoop your ass, take your picture, and put you in the next paper. And literally, it's sad. And it's like, ain't nothing we can do. Like, if I just want
to
raise up a fight by myself, ain't nobody going to go with me. It's just going to be me. And I'm going to be looking like a fool. They're like, why did he do that? Why would he try to battle the police on his own? Is he crazy? No, he's not crazy. He is tired of this oppression. It's still going on, man. It don't stop. We were born hated, like that dude's song said, man. I felt every word he was talking about. Shouts out to that dude.
Yeah,
it's actually a group called Born Hated. So shout out to Born Hated for that one.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, that King Zinc stuff that happened downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah,
he was beat by the police.
Shout out to my dude. That's
right.
My dude right there too. Yeah, he was beat up by the police pretty bad, and they actually did. They actually took initiative though. They went to a radio station. The radio station did this, stop the police brutality thing. They marched for it. Like, I mean, sometimes you just got to reach out to somebody higher than you, like the radio station, to do something for it.
Right.
You just go holler at them, you know. But I mean, us gathering each other together, like. Some people are like, yeah, I'm not going against the police, blah, 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 but someone of higher power might be able to do something for it.
It's just sad how, you know, the cops get out of pocket. I mean, this story that I'm about to tell you ain't really super bad, but it is kind of fucked up in a way. I actually was downtown Minneapolis waiting for a cab, and this happened like 5 years ago, and I was standing outside of a strip club called Augie's waiting for my cab because I was at a bar right around the corner.
Okay.
And I'm standing there minding my own business, and there was some drama that happened coming out of the strip club. People was fighting. Somebody's purse got stolen. It was crazy, and the cops showed up. I'm trying to maneuver and walk away because I don't want to be in on that. Yeah. And this cop, like, literally in my put the can of mace in my face and just sprayed directly into my eyes.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And
I was
just like, what the hell just happened to me? And I didn't do that. I'm not like that. I'm not in the streets like that.
What they do, they do that a lot because, like, when a big fight happens downtown, people gather around and try to look when they try to clear a block. So they have to clear the block. So what they do, like, normally they just spray the corner. And, you know, that stuff goes away, so it clears the whole block. But if you're going towards the fight, and they will mace you in your face.
No, I was trying to get away. Like, I was already standing there with
you
it all
to run away?
And I was walking away. I was like, excuse me, you know, I'm trying, and then You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
And it was fucked up. I was lucky that there was a couple of girls there that seen that because I was getting bumped into, and people were getting mad, like, bitch, get out of my way type shit.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there with my eyes closed, and I'm crying because I'm like, this shit burns. I mean,
yeah.
Directly. And I'm not playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And so I'm walking, and then these two girls, I can only hear them. I can't see them. And they're like, damn, y'all can't see me, can't see. And then they kind of grabbed a hold of me and walked me away from the situation. And these two bouncers sitting outside of Sneaky Pete's was like, hey, and they knew me. They were like, what's up? And then, you know, they had me go in, and the people there walked, like, you know, clean my eyes out with them bottles of water. And so I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, look, sometimes cops get out of pocket. Another quick situation, I was pregnant. And I'm standing at, and this is when I was on the bus. I'm standing at the bus stop, and you can clearly see, because I was like 7 months pregnant, that I was pregnant. And I'm standing at the bus stop with my dude, and then these two dudes came into the bus shelter and did their business. That had nothing to do with me or my guy. We were just standing there. Or actually, we were sitting down. And then all of a sudden, the jump-out guys, cops, came in a big van, hopped out, and started, you know, pushing people around. And this cop shoved me into the bus shelter, and my dude didn't care. He snapped. He jumped up, and he, like, was like, you don't see she's pregnant? And the cop literally said, and I'm quoting him, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that, what's up?
Can I tell you something real quick about them cops, man? Shout out to everybody going through the police brutality thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the real thing. It's alive and well in these days and times when everybody, you know, everybody, they be like, you know, old man slavery and all that, that was just like 100 and some years ago, man. Don't worry about it. But, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people dealing with post-slavery depression, and they are too because they used to run everything. And some people are them people, like, they hate to see you have things and, like, they had to see you in a downtown area because that's not yours. That's not for you. It's for them. Like, the clubs in downtown St. Louis, like, something might, dumb might happen every 6 months. A little guy might shoot somebody else, and then they close. Like, all the black-owned clubs, they get shut down. Like, wow, you,
right.
Let me get your liquor license. Let me get yours because I know that same crowd going to be there. Let me get that. And the cops, they were super wild because back in the day after the Vietnam War, when my uncle came home from shooting all those kids and those people over there, he wasn't able to get no police job. Now, when you come home from the war and you still got your legs and arms, you can be a cop. And how they treating people over in those other countries, you know, they doing it to us, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they really
people just be out of pocket.
Cops.
Straight up. That's it. I don't care. Like, I personally, my opinion, and I'm going to say 70% of cops are people that was, like, teased and bullied in school growing up.
You know what I think, man? I actually think the cops are just another gang, honestly. They're a gang of authority. That's pretty much what it is.
I
mean, like, yeah, because if you think about it, man, it goes to a point where it's, like, them dudes is, like, monitoring Facebook, and idiot people always do the check-in thing. Like, you go on Facebook and you check in, like, yo, I'm at, you know, Sushi Tango. You know what I mean? Or, like, niggas be on there, like, showing guns and all that stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then they get mad when they get knocked off and be like, yo, man, which one of y'all tears snitched on me? Like, me and Prince and all of them be, like, talking about this all the time. Like, nigga, you snitched on yourself. You put it on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be an idiot.
Oh, dude, as an example. You know how these people are out here right now giving out them free phones?
Yeah.
On the block. You know, them little companies giving out them little free phones, and then they pay the, like, it's like 250 minutes a month for free.
Yeah, they have every gas station down here.
Okay, well, a couple people that I know have gotten bumped, arrested for shit they talked about over the phone. Straight up.
Damn.
Anybody out there using them phones that they get for free, don't believe them when they say that the feds ain't listening in because there was a woman that got bumped for selling her food stamps. Somebody got bumped for talking about selling drugs, and the thing is that they got your address with them lines.
So you
because
can't
you
sell
have to,
food
you have
stamps?
You have to go in. You have to go in. Like, when you go get the phone, you got to give up your address. You got
to
give.
You got to be on food stamps anyway to get it down here.
Yeah,
you
know what
I'm
saying?
Really?
Right. Yeah, you have to go with your like EBT card. You can get some kind of assistance to get it.
So you get bumped off of selling food stamps. You can't sell your food stamps.
Like if you were to be, if you were to go to Cub Foods and try to sell your food stamps and you get caught, sometimes they don't bust you, but they'll ban you from that store.
So what is it called? Yeah. Like what is that crime called?
Who are you telling?
Man, they make up words. One time I got locked up for gambling by dice. Me and my partner's having a dice game. And they locked us all up and charged us with gambling by dice. And I looked in the law book, and there is no charge that says gambling. Why do you sell it at the fucking store? Excuse my French.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
people
crazy,
crazy.
Man.
Straight up. People is crazy.
They
really
can charge
quick,
you
though,
whatever they think
really,
of.
Really quick, though, I want to play this song, though. It's by the Anchorman. It's called Pieces of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real dope song. And it kind of fits in what we're talking about right now. So let me get into this track here real quick, and then we'll get back to doing our little group discussion, huh? And we'll get some more callers.
Let's go, group. Team group.
Sounds good. All right, let me get this going real quick here, y'all. Pieces of Justice.
The cops planted the gun on him, a gun that was supposed to be locked away in the Minneapolis Police Evidence Vault. Got the story covered like no one else, and he joins us now with all the details.
Police are attempting to cover up the shooting of an unarmed teenager. At best, police made some significant amateur-like blunders 2 years before the shooting that have now come back to haunt them. Tonight, you decide, is it conspiracy?
And I don't have the time to chase it. Gotta live my life like life's not to be wasted. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. By any means necessary, like berries. Invest in guns or invest in cemeteries. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace.
They gotta sell in war and metaphors. Close it behind them, never open doors for the poor. Charging our moms at the baby wars. More than college, how we taking off like a rocket. When they got us in their pockets like an ID. Careful who my brothers is like Ali. Handling my struggles like you, how could you spot me? When it gets hard, cold nights, hope our stories is long. A bullet wound is not a warrior scar. Smoking blunts, rip it off the paper bag. Taking bottles down to the labels. Why they watching us like cable on surveillance? When they worked our parents to death, they wanna share what's left, which is American debt. We pass it down like an L to the young boys. They say it's loud when they fight it, have us proud like we raised them. Left us out to dry like a raisin, but we move and shake them. Seen the dollars and we grew to take them.
I lost my mind and I don't have the time to chase it. Gotta live my life's not to be wasted. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. By any means necessary, like berries. Invest in guns or invest in cemeteries. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace.
Where will we go when they take our control? Most people's hope is a false tale that's told. Remember we started this birth, yeah, we fathered this purpose to serve kids, rehearse for the audience. Lucky environments, gotta stay higher than inspired by life, and it burns like a fireman. Gotta put people on, just like that Jeezy song. Obstacles keep us down, trees breathe it, keep me calm. Gotta say mom and pop, family made me strong. So till the day I go, their name I carry on. Popping like Perry on, imposters very gone. Wanna thank y'all, you inspire us every song.
I lost my mind and I don't have the time to chase it. Gotta live my life's not to be wasted. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. By any means necessary, like berries. Invest in guns or invest in cemeteries. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace. Fuck the police, no justice, no peace.
Don't push me, cause I'm close to the end. I'm trying not to lose my head.
bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass featherbed bench, and Northern California Sensimilla. The amazing stuff about this is take it home and just get stoned at a bejesus belt that night on this stuff. I got pounds of this stuff here.
No, thank you. No, I don't.
Sure, let's have a little bit of this. I get the big Bob Marley joint. Look at this. Here, try this.
Carl, I really don't do this very often.
You're gonna love this. Is dynamite hack. Watch out for this.
Well, maybe one drag. I gotta go.
Yeah, everybody. I'm Miss Lady Delight here with It's All Hip Hop with my co-host of the week, CeeLo Real. That's what's up. So, anyways, we about to get Calico Black on the line. Yes.
Yo.
What's up?
Next to Blow.
Calico Black.
The realest thing popping on the internet.
What you think about that song?
The song that just went off.
The one
I like about the songs y'all let me hear, they connecting with how I feel today. Like, it's just unreal. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so tired of everybody with the throwing money at the girls and the cars. Okay, that's cool, man. But it ain't gonna mean nothing in the end, man. Because they can just come in your crib and take all that.
Let me ask you this. I was talking about this the other day on Twitter. Homeboy Meek Mill, right? You heard his new song,
yeah.
A little single, right? What is it called?
The Church.
Amen? Yeah.
What
you think about that, man?
Well, from a grown person, it's like I'm double-minded on that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's kind of – I'm not a real religious dude, but I respect people's religion. Like, the flesh side of me, you know, the carnal side of me is like, yeah, mm-hmm. Church, oh, bitch, let's go. And the other mm-hmm. side of me, you know what I'm saying, like, which is like my moms and all them, it's like it's not all good with them. They ain't appreciating that, you know what I'm saying? But
he said when he made the song,
it made them feel good, like church.
Yeah. But so I understand that, right? But at a point, don't you think it's blasphemous to have a song called Amen or Church, and in the chorus, you sitting here saying it's a lot of bad bees in the building, you know, I'm ready to kill niggas in the building, and you talking about church.
It's a hypocritical statement.
Yeah.
It is.
He's out there talking all this, you know, basically preach, pray, and love, and then his hook is like bitches and hoes.
But even in his verses, he's not talking about church. And in his video, he's throwing money at women. And, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I kind of take offense to it, his song being called Amen.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, it's not right.
He had a TV sitcom called Amen, too, though. You know what I'm saying? See, the thing what he's doing, he got to deal with, he got to answer to God on his own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, very true.
And if you with him and you participating on a constantly basis, and this is your... Because a lot of people take these cats' raps as like they scripture or something. So if you're taking this song as your scripture, then you just as much at fault as he is. But when you're looking at it like me, us three are looking at it, then we ain't at fault. You know what I'm saying? We analyze
it. Well, I've never heard the song. I'm going by your guys' word because I don't listen to the radio. Okay?
Okay.
I have a specific list of songs that I listen to because I like stimulation. I like mind music that stimulates my mind, spiritual stuff, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm listening to you guys, and from what I'm getting from you guys is that he's saying one thing and thinking and doing another.
Nah, that's not necessarily what it is. The song, the beat sounds like church music. It sounds like a church choir, pretty much.
It really does.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. So
okay.
He has that beat, and then he thought maybe I flip it and make the song this. So I knew where he was going with it, but in the same token, it's like, dog, you talking about bad beats, you talking about drugs, you talking about killing niggas in the building. I mean, maybe not literally kill niggas, but it's just a point that you said that, and then said church. Make it light up like a church. And then in the beginning of his verse is bottle after bottle, drinking till I overdose.
That's crazy.
Well, he probably might.
Yeah, no, I get exactly what you're saying. I honestly, I don't think I could ever listen to that song.
It makes me mad. It's not like teach his own. I'm not saying I'm not. You know, I like Meek Mill. I'm not judging the brother. Nothing like that. It's just like,
okay,
you got as big as a following as you have. Like this dude is one of the most popular dudes out musically right now. So
yeah,
what you feed your followers. You know what I'm saying? Like you have a responsibility. When you have that much power, you have a responsibility behind you. So what you feed your followers, like it says it in the Bible, you know, the tongue is one of the most powerful tools known to man.
Exactly. That's the audio.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So what you feed your followers, you know what I mean, you have to answer for that, dog. You
right.
Have no kids
you
out here rapping
for
your
it.
Call.
Wait,
I want to take another caller really quick here.
Okay, cool.
I got my sister on the line, actually. So let's get her on board here. Tamara, 619-408. Hey,
what's up?
You on here? You on
what's
this
up,
on Miss
Lady Delight?
How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing well.
You guys are all so smart. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from San Diego, California. I'm here at the beach, just chilling with my family, my church family.
Wow. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yes, and you guys are so smart. I'm just listening to your guys' conversation, and I'm just so intrigued, I'm flabbergasted right now. I'm so proud of you, Miss Lady Delight. Extremely proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're talking about... how about I have my co-host, Cielo Real, explain what we've been kind of talking about as far as that Meek Mill song goes?
We're just pretty much talking about, like, you know, I asked Calico Black, like, what do you think about the song? Because the song is called Amen, but, you know, in the song, there's nothing about church in it. It's pretty much just blasphemy.
I was just listening. I don't know anybody here except for Miss Lady Delight, but listening to your guys' conversation, man, you guys all know what's up. You know, I'm like, wow, yeah. you guys all know what's up. The tongue is definitely a powerful tool, and right. Our minds, man, it's crazy. But it's especially when you're in authority and you're empowered to be able to speak to somebody or speak to a group of people. You know, it's awesome how sometimes we can lead people down the wrong direction, you know what I mean?
Exactly, and I mean, and like it says in the Bible, like, you know, if you're given that type of power, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm no one to judge anyone, because, I mean, I'm not perfect, but if you're given that type of power to where you have millions of people following you, like, okay, you have songs where you're talking about this and talking about that, that's all good, but for you to name a song, Amen, and in that song, completely tear it apart and tear, you know, children like that. They're dancing to it and rapping to it, thinking, oh, this is
right.
A great song, when they're not really paying attention to the message.
I was saying that last week about how people aren't really listening to the lyrics anymore. All they care about is the beat. So they're not really understanding what they're. And
The beat is definitely what people are vibing to, but the lyrics is diving into people's spirits without them even knowing it. You know what I mean?
Subliminal.
And that's, I think, things that pump us up and make us want to do crazy things. The beat is cool, but it's that subliminal stuff that's kind of like seeping in. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we don't know what happened, though, for that song to come about, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a lot of things that go on in the industry. You know, because my mom was in this industry. Shout out to her. She's still performing to this day with Power Play and my grandmother. She used to go tour with the recently deceased George Jefferson or whatever that guy's name was. It's a lot of stuff that go on in those studios that we don't know about. Like, somebody could have souped that young boy up to do anything. He just now getting money. He's young. He's black. Coming from adversity. So niggas ain't never had nothing. You could tell how they be throwing the money around that they ain't never had.
Yeah.
You might need a rich person, somebody else, and they got millions of dollars, but they in Walmart with some Wranglers on. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want to buy some red boxes. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so since we talk about that, let's go a little more deeper than that. Since we talk about that, do you believe in Illuminati?
Oh, Skull and Bones.
Oh, my God. Hey, man.
Shouts out to Illuminati. Don't kill me, my mama, none of that, man. I don't want to talk about that.
Hey.
Damn right, that shit is real, bro. That shit
no,
is
we got
real.
Real serious here real quick
hey,
with the song of through.
All right, that's all I wanted to know. Cause I mean,
yeah, that's real, bro. I'm a definite believer,
but
man.
But you know
I'm
what? One of you guys said it in the very beginning of the conversation. You said at the end of the day, none of it really matters anyway. When you're rapping about drugs, money, girls, sex, and all that, you know, but at
right.
the end of the day, none of that stuff really even matters. So whoever said that, I was like, wow, that's so true. All these people making all this money off their raps because people are vibing to the beats, but they're talking about things that people are daily walking in, which is meaning that I want to get money, I want a hot chick, and I drive a nice whip.
Right.
But you know
right.
what? You know what upsets me, though? Like, okay, me as an artist, as a musician, it's like, I use this as therapy. Like, it's therapeutic to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is serious. Like, this is my life. Like, this is like my kid. You know what I mean? So I watch what I do with my child very carefully. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
like, if people are doing this just for money, which I'm starting to see this is exactly what it is, teach your own. I'm not mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what you got to
right.
do for money. You know what I mean? And I see, like, that's what the industry is basing itself upon lately.
I see that. I see a lot of the more mainstream people, though, as like selling their soul factor.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. You see what I'm
true
saying? Exactly. Exactly. And that's,
and that's
what I mean
exactly
about
what it is,
money.
Too. That's
yeah.
exactly what it is, and they're all in it.
You know what I'm saying?
Money.
A lot of people are doing what they feel it, what they think people want to hear, and in a way it is.
Right.
And I've always thought this, regardless of people disagree with me or not, I've always thought this. I consider the music industry as a brainwashing tool. They're putting music out there and forcing people upon it. They're like nowadays they're playing just here it goes. You know, you guys gotta agree with me on this. There's a song you don't like, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you hear it
right.
so much that you know the words.
You like
and you,
it.
You catch
yeah,
yourself
man,
singing
I hate
the song.
It.
Yes.
Okay.
All of a sudden you're singing it and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah, and then I'm like, dude, I don't even like this song, man. It's like being put out there, and it's like kind of forced. That's why I refuse to listen to the radio.
So do you think music has more of an effect on people than movies?
Yes. I'm not going to say that, because movies is actually more
out
there
for
you. Yeah, it
has definitely more effect than movies, because you don't go to the movies all the time. But you definitely
listen
to the radio.
The television set.
Music
people
is
are watching movies. People are watching movies on TNT, on Spike, or whatever nowadays. The radio, yeah, you have to a radio or be in your car to put it in or go on your phone to get the radio
internet. I'm going to tell y'all one thing, and this is like something that I've always thought, and like me and my group talk about and everything. It's pretty much like this. For an art, for music, if there was no such thing as music videos, then music wouldn't be as relevant as it is right now. And that goes right back to the movies
kids
have a bigger impact
watch
than music.
It.
And that's the reason why videos are out now, because it does have a more of an impact than just listening
to
music.
Okay, yeah, the image factor, the image
right,
factor.
Yes.
It's
the
image,
because, you know, kids are starting to
mimic
what they see.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at
I mean, skinny
jeans.
Skinny
jeans
there,
is a perfect
funny
example.
Right, but it's funny
because
nobody like, wears we don't watch music videos in my house. We don't watch it like that here.
Mm-hmm.
But I caught my 5-year-old trying to make her shorts shorter, tie her shirt up, and I'm trying to figure out where she's
seeing
that. And I got
same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the media right there.
I mean, you got to understand that it's the visual aid. What people are seeing is what's affecting people more. So I agree with you as far as the movie versus the music.
Yeah. You got
to
think about
Jay-Z
said one of the dopest lines.
You see
like,
it and you want it, you think, oh, this is what I got to do to get it.
Oh, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So, yeah, people are, you know, out there doing their thing. But here, I want to get into this song real quick. It's from Carnage and Desdemona. Everybody stay on the line. We're about to get back on. Anybody that's tuning in, if you want to stay on, we can go a little bit past 10 o'clock if we want to, but the only people that will be able to tune in are people that call this number, 718-664-9115. Press 1 if you want to get on the air. You got to do it before 10 o'clock. Past 10 o'clock, you won't be able to call in no more. Anybody tuning in online, like I said, number again, 718-664-9115. Press 1 to get on the air. If you want to keep tuning in, we might go into a little bit of an overtime, not too much because, I want to, get my little kick in on and whatnot. But we can go a little bit over. Anybody, though, that's tuning in has to be on the phone. Tamara and Calico Black, we're going to get back to y'all in just a second. Let me get into this song. It's called Love at First Right by Carnage.
Yeah, they're
and
talking
Desde
about
moment.
Spiritual things right now.
It was not my intention to step into the thought to find some meat, but when I saw this specimen, he was so complete. Every beat, every line, fine, chills up my spine. Damn, I wish he was mine. Now he wasn't just talking nonsense, no. But it's freestyle on the real, with every single sentence. Man, if he could say that shit off the top of the dome, I wonder what he would whisper in my ear if we were all alone. I'm thinking he could talk me into almost anything. Don't know if I can handle the shit he might bring. Make me sing a song I've never sung. Sprung on his lyrics and his stature, heart fracture. If I let his words take advantage of my mind, but something about this kid tells me he's one of a kind. I'm blind with that shit he say. I'm focused on this kid in every way, every day, but he doesn't even know my name, stuck in this freeze frame. He probably thinks I'm just some Jane, the same as all the rest who tried to blow up his chest. But this quest that I'm on, it's not of a groovy shallow vision, cause every time he looks my way into my heart, he makes incisions with medicines he prescribes. And although his vision's killing me, his rhymes are keeping me alive. He's revived something that's been lost inside.
It was not my intention to become an MC. Like shocker. Didn't have plans to be part of this culture as a mic rocker. Could you be a beatboxer with sounds you wouldn't believe me? Then I wrote my first song about writing my first song as a DJ. Swift T stayed creating the beat. Took a while to get on turntables, but I kept writing though. Pen and paper was cheap. It didn't take long for her to draw me in with her alluring quality. 1987 was the year she swallowed me. That shit she say, it's pure poetry. I could listen all night, no matter what she say to me. Speak that poetry, bring that flow to me. Wrap your verse around me and never let go.
That shit he say, it's pure poetry. I could listen all night, no matter what he say to me. Speak that poetry, bring that flow to me. Wrap your verse around me and never let go. His lyrical invention seemed to make me high, and the words just escape him as if he doesn't even have to try. And I can hardly speak when I know that he's near. And even though we've never spoken, I know he's seen me standing here, clear as day. Damn, I dig that shit he say. His every move, every way, embedded in my brain. I can't hold back any longer, I just can't refrain from letting him know that I can feel that shit. I inhale every syllable, every last bit of his vocal exquisiteness. There's no way you can deny it. If they sold that shit in the bottle behind the bar, I know everybody in here would buy it. So they could study his craft and build a style from his own. Don't know MC will ever work their way into his own. He stands alone with this mic in his hand, and when he sees me watching him, he thinks I'm just another loyal fan.
Her lyrical ambitions hit me like nothing I've ever felt. 0 degrees to 100 and back. Never freeze, never melt. Up and down, from hot to cold in 5 seconds flat. But she has my heart, something I'm sure I'm never getting back. Didn't push me away, that made me fall in love with you. Yes, I'm damaged good. Yes, I have some trust issues. Got more to say, but my part is over. So I'll keep watching her from afar till I get the courage to approach her.
That shit she say, it's pure poetry. I could listen all night, no matter what she say to me. Speak that poetry, bring that flow to me. Wrap your verse around me and never let go. That shit he say, it's pure poetry. I could listen all night, no matter what he say to me. Speak that poetry, bring that flow to me. Wrap your verse around me and never let go.
Curiosity
at a high velocity,
maybe possibly.
He's got the hot for me. Curiosity
at a high velocity,
maybe possibly.
She's got the hot for me. Curiosity
at a high velocity,
maybe possibly.
He's got the hot for me. Curiosity
at a high velocity,
maybe possibly.
She's got the hots for me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Ms. Lady Delight, and I'm here with...
Steelo Real, my fortune.
Yeah. So, we just got done playing Carnage and Desdemona with Love at First Right. And we about to get back into some callers here. Let's see here. We got 901347. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, what's up? I'm Ms. Lady Delight, and my co-host here is Steelo Real. What do you think about the show so far and, like, the topics and what we've been discussing and whatnot?
So far, I like the show. It's all right.
Okay, okay.
Y'all want to talk, so I haven't been really able to just, like, listen in to everything that's been said.
I feel that. But I'm really, really glad that you tuned in, and that you're here now.
Right.
But yeah, we've just been kind of talking about, you know, violence and drugs in the music industry, and the police getting crazy out. And then we also talked about the shooting that happened recently in Colorado at the movie theater with the new Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of people going crazy.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
The Colorado shooting? I heard it.
Yeah. What do you think about that? That guy was kind of tripping, huh?
Needs help. Like, a lot of people in this world need help, but everybody can't always get it. So.
Right. Yeah, no, we were just kind of, you know, wondering, I guess you'd say, what gets people to that point where they just...
Snap,
yeah. You know what I mean? They get people out there and kind of doing what they do.
You got an idea?
I'm going to say a lot of times they were bullied growing up, and they just never knew how to handle it, so they just snapped and decided to take
right.
it out on other people, just like whoever was bullying them for no reason. So, hey.
Yeah, it just kind of gets people going. I mean, we kind of talked about the, you know, the whole... the Columbine situation where some kids went crazy and started shooting in the school. That was another, you know, example as far as, you know, people just randomly getting up and saying it's today. You know what I'm saying? It's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad, you know?
Just like there's a school here in Memphis. When the school year ended last year, some kids decided they wanted to try to make a bomb and set it off in the school. I don't know if a lot of people heard about that, but a lot of kids today are crazy.
A lot of
grown-ups are
crazy.
I'm just going to say they're crazy.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, personally, I don't think I could actually answer for those people that decide they're about to do the things that they do. I just wish that there was something that could be done to kind of get them in the right direction and to not even want to even get to that point. It's just sad seeing young kids getting killed, and even grown-ups, but young kids more or less, just because they haven't really had a chance to live, you know. And then the stuff that's happened over North Minneapolis where the little three-year-old was shot.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and,
sometime before that,
and
the
then
little
Aaron
was
Rupert
shot.
Put out some idiotic article. Shout out to you for the dumbest stuff you've ever done in your life, but that's another story.
Right. It's just crazy, and it baffles me how people do the things that they do. You know, and hopefully, you know, I mean, you can't really say that it's going to get any better, but there's a possibility that people can learn and see what other people are doing and realize that it ain't all that and that they shouldn't really get to that point.
Yeah.
But it's how it is. It's life. Everybody thinks differently. People decide to do things that they do for a reason.
and it's kind of fucked up.
I mean, I don't judge people, cause I mean, like, let's think about it, like it's mad crazy what people do, but has there ever been a time at work where the whole workplace has just pissed you off and you just wanted to go Columbine? Like, honestly, I've wanted to, like, beat my boss up, like, 15 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. So, I mean, but I never went through with it. You can call it sanity or whatever the case may be. But then there is those people that just, like, don't care. Like, they can't take it no more. It probably wouldn't even have nothing to do with the background they came up in or, you know, where they grew up at. It's just, nowadays it's 2012, so a lot of different stuff happens. Like, anything can trigger that fit. You know what I mean? Like, I've never felt like I wanted to harm somebody for a worthless comment, but it has happened before. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of weird. You just got to be in control of yourself. But sometimes you have these people that just can't control themselves.
Right. It's sad. It is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, so Chantal, like, what is your opinion on the whole situation as far as, you know, people just snapping and just doing the crazy things that they do?
They need to learn how to have self-control, but if you weren't taught, it's a hard thing to know how to have self-control.
Right.
You can only find a way to get help and keep praying to God that you get that help.
Right. Well, hopefully, you know, people learn. I doubt that'll happen because different people are coming around and doing what they do. And it's crazy because the most normal person that you know one day just snaps and just does something crazy. So you just never know. So, but anyways, I'm about to get into another song here really quickly. Thank you so much, Chantal, for tuning in and also, you know, jumping on air with us and whatnot. I appreciate it. So I'm going to give you a big shout-out, you know, shout-out to Chantal for calling in. I appreciate it.
I would also like to request a song.
I'm sorry?
She want to request a song.
Oh, okay. What is it that you're trying to request? Because we have, like, a specific style of hip-hop that we're playing on this radio show.
Melody? Yeah, her song Melody.
Melody. All right.
Who is it by?
It's Magassia.
Magassia, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody,
I'm play
you can
that.
Find her on Twitter.
Yeah, I got her on Twitter, too. Yep. Yeah, she cool as hell, so I got you.
Okay.
I got you for sure. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. I'm about to play this song really quickly here, and then we're going to, after this one, we're going to put on Melody by Magassia. But real quick here, we're going to play Moonshine by Muja Messiah and St. Paul Slim.
Shout out to my dude, Muja.
Double duty with the moonshine. Lose your mind, get a watch what it do. Slip a bottle of the new. Double duty with the moonshine. Lose your mind, get a watch what it do. Slip a bottle of the new kind. Hit the bottle, hit the lotto with the doom kind. Double duty with the moonshine. Lose your mind, get a watch what it do. Slip a bottle of the new kind. Hit the bottle, hit the lotto with the doom kind. It's new time, about to take it to the county line. Double duty with the moonshine. Lose your mind, get a watch what it do. Slip a bottle of the new kind. Hit the throttle, hit the lotto with the goon grind. It's new time, about to take it to the county line. Pocket full of gear rights. Prohibition popping and well. The ball keep it popping after midnight. Fever ball, I hug some sick like. But click tight, never fucking with the trick type. From flip phones to throwaways, I had to work the two-way Motorola back in the olden days. I learned better in the curve, I'm ahead of it. Forget it in 100, nothing to middle with. So pay close attention to the shit that you're stepping in. You ain't from the 2020, and don't be repping it. And quit yapping about your baby dough. And all your big plans and when you flow, baby, so. I'm high as I wanna be, high as be low, low. And creeping through the club like a grind.
Metropolis, pocket full of Protestants. Okay. Their presidents, prophets from out of Providence. Wow. Wallet laundering, Washington Monument, Atomic Dog in it, George Clinton Parliament, 5% politics on my Bachman shit. In St. Paul is his on my Boston shit. Oval offices, vulva gynecologists, massages from the feminist misogynist. Who shall remain anonymous? Married to the game, I shall remain monogamous. Scholarly are Loch Ness, monstrous. This all elementary on my dear Watson shit. I parlay on these busted parfaits. Sharper than a bar K, humping on the barmaid. Big 10, 2020, we about to win. Chalky white with the moonshine, about to get it.
Double duty with the moonshine. Lose your mind, get it. Watch what it do. Slip a bottle of the new kind. Hit the throttle, hit the lotto with the goon grind. Time, about to take it to the county line.
Corrupt cops, crooked politicians, pounds in the kitchen, cooking ass for the census. Hit the block, mouth full of knick-knack shit, about the size of a tic-tac game plan, get scratched. Get racks, if you get robbed, get back. Catch him at his flat with the big black click-clack. Fucking peasant, send him to the essence with the gift. I'm a god, nigga, pass me the present. I'm never out of my element, I'm omnipresent. Mind luminescent, aura iridescent. Flow is effervescent. Vodka boy, I catch her eyes, class B, not fast. Then I make a job. Fucking marine, I'm off, I'm wild. 20 gauge to your face, that's the SP style. Slimadon, bitch, slaughter them off. I got an 8-year-old daughter, spit harder than y'all.
Double duty with the moonshine. Lose your mind, get it, watch what it do. Slip a bottle of the new kind. Hit the throttle, hit the lotto with the goon grind. It's new time, about to take it to the county line.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? I'm Ms. Lady Delight. I hope y'all enjoyed that one. That was Moonshine by that song was Moonshine by Mujah Messiah and St. Paul's Flame Excuse for the Stutter. Big shout out to my co-host CeeLo Real for tuning in, or actually for co-hosting with me, tuning in. See, that's what's up. I'm all screwing up my words and stuff like that. My bad, CeeLo.
All good.
You know what I'm saying? I hope that everybody enjoyed the topics of discussion tonight. Make sure everybody tunes in next Saturday from 6 to, actually it's going to be 6 to 8. Today was 8 to 10. Time got a little screwed up, but next week it's going to be from 6 to 8 instead of 8 to 10. So make sure you tune in. I also might be doing my thing Thursday, so we'll see what's up. I'm about to get into a song I'm about to play for the homegirl Chantel. It's my girl Magasia with Melody. So I hope y'all enjoy this one here real quick. Just 1 second.
Love the way it has me feeling. I can't.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? I'm Ms. Lady Delight. That was Melody by Magacia. Shout out to Chantel for calling and requesting that song. I'm actually in overtime here for a quick second. I think that I feel like playing one more song. That's what I'm thinking. To end the night, one more song. I'm wondering what everybody thinks. I actually have the homie on the line, Nick Grams. You want to say what's up to everybody real quick? I don't know if he can hear me or not right now, but we'll figure that one out in a second. Real quick, though, I want to give a shout-out to my homies, the Level Heads.
Yo.
Oh, Nick Grams is on the line. Where was you at?
Okay. Was this Grams? Hey, good show tonight. I was feeling that, the whole political vibe, talking about the police. Gotta put it out there, right?
Nice. I appreciate that. That's what's up. But I'm thinking about playing another song. I'm trying to decide. No, I'm just messing around. I'm going to play that shit real quick. I'm going to actually play an Anchorman song. It's What You Rep featuring Solution Clever and Mike the Martyr. This is What You Rep.
A question of survival.
Good evening. A unique day in American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival.
So what's your name?
Solution.
Outside.
What you rap?
Tragedy and crime, bomb goes down.
Satellite, type light, got the jar in the car filled with the light green. Got me on flight lean, I water down from methazine. Got them bugged out like a hype fiend. It's real in the field, need the right team. 20 front, wake up, those are pipe dreams. Want the cake, got the ice thing. Trying to sort through all of the nonsense that easily accomplished. Progress can be a painful process. So many things trying to live prosperous. Fuck up, they put your head in a hole like an ostrich. Both open cause they always watch. Always open while you chillin', they be clockin'. Trying to expand while they limitin' the options. While you out trying to get it poppin', they locating a cozy box to leave you lockin'. Black cops that you don't knock.
Big Win, where you from?
Mini-ass,
what you rap?
Long go general, salute that.
They probably watch from the sides, some sort of awkward disguise. They wanna infiltrate the team, bring down the whole enterprise. Don't wanna earn it themselves, they rather prey on your wealth. Act like your man, but really hope you have a failure with health. You see, they know we got the prototype. Dynasty is Kobe type, mixed with some pill jack. Bitches get peeled back, swishes we feel that. Dishes with ill packs, trips around the aperture, pitching the build trash. Do it for the soda still, grew up close to Roosevelt. Over south, got a couple goons just to hold the still. Overkill, hope you chill, soldiers focus on the field. Comatose is how you feel, we're almost how I sold a pill. Overkill, hope you chill, soldiers focus on the field. Comatose is how you feel, we're almost how I sold a pill.
What's your name?
Keep it short.
Where you from?
Southside.
What you rap?
One mic, yo, I shine like sunlight. Face flash like a photo, like it's fight night. Watch it pack, yeah, I was total. I'm the bright light. Yo, this track hit hard like Mike Tyson. I hold the mic tight. It's round three, you got KO. Tonight, night. Now you bleeding with concussion. You know who I am, man. I don't need no introduction. I hold a title like a priest hold his Bible. To get on your knees and praise me like your idol. Now step in the arena. Yeah, your trees is green, man. But our tree is greener. I hit blunt and never cough. Call my rhymes OJ. How I just let them off. Yo, who's next to set it off? Yo, Ev, I'm bound on this track. You better bring it clever, dog.
Yo, what's your name?
Clever.
Where you from?
Southside.
What you rap?
Been one who bang, who lied. Yo, the idiots wondering how I get scratched. I laugh a little, walking by while your lips flat. Southside, mini yap, forever my new set. Possibly I push back, but I won't admit that. On my money shit, so I really don't chit chat. And running at the mouth, will get your pop like a tic tac. Knick-knack, ass niggas always act up until a nigga run up and break them off like a Kit Kat. Miss that or miss me with that bullshit. Boy, I'm drastic and you just might get caught in a mishap. Sit strapped and never rub shoulders with the fakes and the haters and the poses. So until my days are over, get dope, but don't trick. No, I ain't with that and I fuck with long going one mic. It's your bitch ass.
What's your name?
It's the Martyr. From my mama.
What you rap?
Long though, we try to stay away from drama. No need for intros, we mass instros. My fans no
more than my bitch knows. I hand stitch clothes and drop the anchor. My money about to soar like a tanker. When you major, ups and downs are in store like a skater. On a side note, I'm the producer of my show, trying to pull a crazy Spanish women like Pablo. So welcome, just cause we not ahead, we'll kill them if it's my decision. We're destroying like we built them. With the million, I grind harder than they life, and I steal them in the face. That's how Marta get a strike. The Kush price really doesn't bargain, but it's nice. Get awarded for our life, be on Portland in the fight. But hit my Gmail, my red eyes help me see well. The angels from the evil win the battle, I will eat you.
So what's your name? Where you from? What you rap? So what's your name? Where you from? What you rap? So what's your name? Where you from? What you rap? So what's your name? Where you from? What you rap?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, everybody? That was What You Rep by the Anchorman. I hope everybody enjoyed that. So, anyways, I want to give a big shout-out to the Levelheads. They will be at the Battle of the Bands Saturday at the Caboose. Make sure y'all go out there and show your love and support. It's only $5 to get in. Make sure you go in and check that out. I'll give you guys another reminder this Thursday about that event, but go out and show your support. I'll be there. I'm Ms. Lady Delight. You can check me out on Twitter at Ms. Lady Delight, or you can also check me out on Facebook at Ms. Lady Delight. But I will be at the Caboose Saturday for the Battle of the Bands, so y'all come out, show some love. Make sure y'all tune in to Next to Blue Radio. Check it out. There's other shows that happen during the week, so make sure you try to tune in and see what's up with those shows. Call and request a song, your song, it don't matter. Just call and make some requests. Show some love to Next to Blow Radio. But again, make sure y'all, you know, check out the Caboose. Anybody in the app, you know what I'm saying, Minneapolis, check out the Caboose this Saturday for the Battle of the Bands with the Levelheads. Go show some love for my boys, y'all. I'm going to be there showing some love for them as well. I'm really, really happy that I'm actually really happy about all the people that tuned in and listened to what we was discussing tonight. And I'm looking forward to all y'all tuning in next week. Peace, respect, love, hip-hop. We out of here.